Hello, it's Paige Estrotori reporting for Financial Services Online here on Sunday, May 11th, 2025. Let's jump straight into the daily financial services news wrap. It's been a tumultuous week in Australia's financial services sector. At the heart of the storm are intensifying calls demanding swift finalization of financial advice reforms. This comes amid industry concerns and governmental uncertainty, amplified by the lack of direction on the Compensation Scheme of Last Resort, or CSLR, from the Labor government and the impending retirement of key figure, Stephen Jones. As we're seeing CSLR levies rise dramatically, stakeholders are advocating for improved funding models to prevent excessive burdens being placed on financial advisors. Tensions also revolve around unresolved aspects of the quality of advice review, especially issues surrounding advisor classifications. Industry associations are closely watching developments, stressing that prompt action is necessary to improve access to affordable financial advice with far-reaching impacts on consumers and sectors, a keen topic for superannuation in particular. It's clear that collaboration with the Albanese government is pivotal in finalizing these reforms and ensuring the ongoing integrity of superannuation, a cornerstone of future legislative discussions. In related news, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, commonly known as APRA, levy on superannuation funds has skyrocketed by an alarming 147% over the past 10 years. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia points out this sharp rise, leading them to demand greater transparency from regulators regarding fund allocations. Interestingly, it is the member administration fees that fund the levy, which could mean around a $6 per account cost for MySuper members in the fiscal year 2025 to 2026. This varies by fund size and has prompted warnings from the Productivity Commission concerning the potential obstruction of market competition, innovation, and consequently the financial sector's dynamic efficiency. In a shift of focus, we've witnessed an exciting trend among investors. The lure of commercial real estate or CRE debt investments becomes increasingly attractive, promising annual returns exceeding an attractive 8%. This innovative approach to CRE bypasses the need for direct property ownership and adds rich diversity to investment portfolios. According to an EY research, CRE lending in 2023 formed a part of Australia's $188 billion private debt market worth $76 billion. Private debt managers are benefiting from a strong transaction pipeline, especially in major cities, despite banks pulling back on CRE funding. Swinging over to the insurance sector, the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee is urging considerable changes to boost transparency and adherence to industry standards. Key among the recommendations are enforcing stricter timelines for claims and extending policy renewal notifications, significantly improving client decision-making and trust while minimizing coverage lapses. Anticipate a draft report on all this next month. And there you have it, all the pressing matters shaking up Australia's financial services industry neatly wrapped. This is your correspondent, Paige Estrotori, signing off for Financial Services Online. Remember to give our website a visit at financialservicesonline.com.au for more news, insights, and expert advice on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Until next time, stay informed and take care.